this is BangleFox70 from the Pixel Shadow. In the first episode, we are going to be playing a game called Mind Test. It's exactly like Minecraft, but it's absolutely free. You can download it on Windows and Linux. Today we are playing in survival and we are going to be showing you the basics of this game. It's a lot like Minecraft, so if you are a fan of something like Stampy Longnose or Dan TDM, then you'll probably like this series too, because it's almost the exact same thing. So we're going to hop right into the game and work on some survival. Here we go. We need, for starters, we're going to need some wood to make things like torches and pickaxes. So let's quickly go grab some wood. Also, I have less hearts than when you first start off because I did a little jumping around before I started shooting and I lost a couple hearts. Just in case you were wondering. Also, if you get trapped in a spot like this where you can't reach, you can build blocks up so that you can reach, like I just did with the leaves. And now I'm gonna have, I don't think I'll be able to reach. No. Okay. So once we've got the rest of this tree, we can get to work on building a house. And yeah. So to make wooden planks, you just put left click your pine wood or whatever type of wood you're using, and right click it into your crafting grid, and you will get pine wood planks. Well, or whatever type of wood you're using. And to get to the crafting grid, you open your inventory and you can just click all over. You press I to get to inventory. Then, so first we're going to build the frame of this house. We're going to need some more planks, so you just keep doing that. You can put all of it just by left-clicking instead of right-clicking, and keep left-clicking to get the items that you're able to craft. So let's just quickly build the frame of this house. It's going to be a small house, but in future episodes we'll expand it. Also, you press W to go forward. Okay, so let's just make this. We're going to need some more wood for the floor. Also, you left-click to break blocks, and you right-click to place blocks. But some blocks you need special tools to break, so don't be worried if you can't break a block. So now we're going to need some more trees. And also, when you break a tree, it'll give you saplings so that you can plant your own. You just place the saplings and they will grow on their own. So you can see here, off camera, I put a couple saplings over here. To demonstrate this, you just right click and you wait like 10, 15 minutes and they'll grow to another tree. So that's how you spawn your own trees without having to shape them yourself. So I'm just going to place some here. And let's go grab some more wood. Why are there leaves here? It's random. So let's just get like two pieces of log. And then we can craft an axe, which makes breaking wood much, much faster. So that you don't have to spend a lot of your time breaking blocks. So what you do is get your pine wood planks. Then, unlike Minecraft, you just put one pine wood and you will get four sticks. Then, to craft a wooden axe, you put two sticks in the crafting grid like this. And then three pine wood planks or whatever type of planks you're using to make the wooden axe. And I'll show you how it makes breaking it a little bit faster. You can get different types of axes, like diamond axes and stone axes, and we'll show you how to get those in future episodes. So let's go get this done. So we'll just make some more planks. 2, 3, 4, 16. Now we have 24, which should be enough to fill the floor. And then we're gonna need some glass. Also, we should make a shovel so that we can get rid of this snow very quickly. So you just place one wood plank right in this form, then put two sticks, and you will get a wooden shovel, which also makes mining or breaking the blocks much quicker. So let's just get this done. Need two more. We've got another sapling to place. This looks like a good tree. Let's just break a couple because we don't need this right now. We don't need the whole tree, I mean. Just for a hint, you won't always spawn inside of a snow biome. You could spawn in lots of different biomes, and a biome is like what type of trees are spawning. So like there's desert biomes where you can find lots of sand and such. So let's go get some sand so that we can make some windows. That's another biome here, the different types of trees. So let's just grab 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's just grab about 20 sand, perhaps. There. Now we're going to have to make a furnace to break so that we can smelt this sand into glass. Also, if you think running around like this is really slow, you can grant yourself fast mode. So just press slash grant, then your, for example, your name, and then fast. Then you press proceed, but I'm not going to do that because I already have that granted. Then you just press J, then press E, and you can go really, really fast so that you don't have to walk super slowly, which might be frustrating if you're trying to get somewhere quickly. So let's get a few more wood so we can make a pickaxe. There we go. Where's my house gone? Here it is. So let's make that into more planks. Then let's make 8 more sticks. Then to craft a pickaxe, which is used to breaking blocks like stone blocks, put 2 sticks in this formation and 3 wood planks like this, and you will get the wooden pickaxe. Then we want to go find some stone. So also, you can grant yourself fly. Unlike in Minecraft, you can't fly in survival. You may think this is kind of a cheat, but it's kind of a good thing when you're like stuck and everything. You don't always have to use it, but if you think it's a cheat, you don't have to use it. But we're going to use this just to get places quickly because we don't have so much time to make this episode. So we press slash grant and then whatever your username is and then fly. Proceed and you will gain the fly privilege. Press K and you will be able to fly just like this. Then you can find yourself some stone. And we're going to need to grab some coal, which is also used for smelting because we need something to burn. So let's grab like 4 pieces of coal, maybe 5. Yeah, 5 would be good. Then to make a furnace, we need 8 pieces of stone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Although, when you break stone, you get a block called cobblestone, because you're going to have to smelt that to make more regular stone, because you're breaking it up so that you can gain it in your inventory. So to craft a furnace, which is used for smelting objects like the sand, put each one on the outer blocks to get a furnace, so that now we can smelt our sand to make some glass. And I am lost.
So dark.
Okay, so place a block here and left click. Put your coal on the bottom one and put the item here. And okay, it is really, really dark, so I'll quickly go sleep. I have some more built over here in my survival world if you're wondering what this big thing is. So we'll just quickly sleep so that you can see in the screen, because this must be frustrating if you can't see anything. Sleep. If you're not on a public server, you can skip the night. So let's go back to our little house. Bye, creative. And we'll go back to what we were working on. So we were smelting our sand. 3 glass. So you just left click and it will place. Except you see how they're connecting? Actually, you can when you go to menu, so let's do that. On settings, you can connect connected glass so that your glass will connect. So you just left click and you'll be able to make it so that your glass will connect. Let's just quickly get back in. And let's see, 6 more glass. It looks really nice when you connect it though. So I advise that you add that in your settings. So let's just keep placing our glass. Okay, almost done. And then we can get to work on the roof and chests. Perfect. We were one off. It's amazing. Now, you probably also want to know how to make a door. So, the basic door, which is a wooden door, you take pine wood planks. But, we have a really cool mod called the Home Decor Mod, which is from Vanessa E. And it brings lots of different types of doors. So, we want to get that a fancy door. Because who doesn't? So, let's get some more glass. Why? I'm trying to smelt the snow blocks. So, in order to craft what we're doing today is we put 1 block there, 1 planks block there, 1 planks block there, 1 planks block there, and then we'll put glass there. But we need 2 more glass. And we'll get 2 glass and wood oak-colored doors, which is perfect. And now we have really nice glass doors for our new home. Now let's get out of fly mode. And let's get to work on the roof. Why did I exit out of fly mode? I need it for the roof. Silly me. So just keep doing that, placing them. You have a 4 block reach, so you're going to have to go closer to the block if you want to break it. Need more wood. This is what's really annoying about the basic survival. It takes forever to obtain all the wood you need. Okay, my producer just brightened the screen, which is why you might see a little pause. So hopefully we'll be able to see this a bit better. Let's grab this sapling. Snow's in the way. melted all our glass. Okay, so let's just make some more pine trees. Oh, also, in Minecraft you have crafting tables, but in Minetest you have your whole crafting grid in your inventory, which is pretty handy. If you're not carrying any wood around to make a crafting table and you need a pickaxe while you're mining, for example. So let's just make a simple house. So not too fancy, like no shingles or anything. Which also comes with Vanessa's home decor mod. And no, we need more wood. So annoying. Let's just do a breaking blocks dance to pass the time. I'm dancing. Okay, so now we have 8 more. Should be enough because I've been saying this the entire time and it's never been enough. Man. See, I said, I knew it. Say there's gonna be enough wood, but there never is. So let's go back to the dancing tree. Okay, so. Sorry if my coughing is bugging you. And now we've got a pretty good survival house. Now we also want to get a chest to store our personal belongings. And finally we have exactly enough wood. So you take wood planks, any type, and put them in the same form as a furnace to get a chest. And we finally had exactly enough. You right click and it'll give you a selection for you to put blocks in so you don't have to carry everything around. So let's keep the pickaxe because we might want to do some mining if we have time. So now let's make a mine. But first we're going to need some ladders, of course, because then how would we get down without flying? We're also going to need another pickaxe because this one's going to die soon. Because the durability, you can't have a forever pickaxe, can you? At least some games are realistic. Let's just break these because we don't need very much wood. It'll only take a couple minutes. So we're gonna use special edits to make the tree chopping much faster than it actually is, so you're not sitting there for 20 minutes watching me chop down trees. So to make a ladder, you just craft all these into wood planks, then you make lots and lots and lots of sticks, because you need a lot of sticks for this. Brace yourselves! So in Minetest, each item stacks up to 99. So a quick way to do it is if you right click, it will split it in half. So keep splitting it in half so that it's all equal. So split that in half, split that in half, split that in half. And see, a stack only got us 12 ladders. That's why we're gonna need a lot of sticks. And I mean a lot. So we're gonna need to craft this up. I'll try and speed this up too, because you don't need to watch me crafting ladders all day. We have 2 left, and we used almost 48 planks, and we only got 28 ladders. So So I'm going to have to do a lot of ladder making off camera because I don't think you guys want to watch a show where we're only making ladders because that would be pretty boring. So, oh, I have another one of these. Gonna make one more. Nope. Darn it. So, let's get to this. So, right now we're in fly mode. Let's get out of that, because that's kind of cheating. So, the pickaxe mines up stone. And you can put ladders down. To make it so you go. But we're going to have to do that in the next episode because we're running out of time. And if you like what you see, then please leave a like and subscribe for these Mine Test videos. Also, please like us on Twitter and follow us, and we will try and do as many episodes as possible. Oh, just so you're wondering, my username is MegaFox70 because you can't see it right now. And why? Nightness have ruined my outro. Why? Well, anyway, guys, goodbye.